Hey y'all. Listen. I know what I said. I know my last was my last, but every now and again, I hear something and it's deposited right into my spirit. It's deposited right into a thought, something I'm going through, trying to understand myself, and it's right on target. And I feel like we're only 2 months into the new year and all hell is breaking loose. Things are happening, we're happening. And every now and again, I feel like, when I hear something that's right on track as to where I'm at, it's like a kick in my ass. And that's what I came to offer to anyone who wants to listen. Most of the time when I'm recording, I listen back to it. And I usually get a chill, or I get emotional, or I'm like, yup, that's exactly, that's dead on. And, I don't know if anybody listening will be in the space that I'm in right now, but this is what I feel like I have to say to you. Not only to you, mostly to myself, but every now and again, I want to share some self shit with real people. I don't think we take into account how hard it is to plant a seed, to get down on your knees in the dirt, to have the faith that whatever you're trying to harvest will flourish. And do well, look well, And sometimes the seeds that you planted grow with weeds attached. And sometimes we get impatient and we think, hell no. All my hard work, all my dedication, all the hell I had to go through to learn and understand and cultivate and invest. And you want to rip the weed from what you're growing. And sometimes in the process of that, you destroy what you're growing. All I'm trying to say is that the weed growing with the seed does not depreciate the value of the seed. And a lot of times we're doing things and, we're giving it all we got and we're distracted, impatient because we see the weeds. We see the things in the garden growing with what the fuck we fought to plant. And you think, just because you did the work, just because you fought the good fight and, you calculated and you did the right math and carried the fucking one that, this should look like I wanted it to look. This should have the outcome. This should be flourishing. The whole time you haven't lost anything. The whole time it is exactly what it looks like. And you think just because you can see the weed, you should remove it. Not understanding that when whatever you are growing gets ripe, good and plenty, you will be able to extract that good from the bad. Because everything happening is for your good, even if it's bad. We have come to places in our lives that we think we are over the bad. That I'm too grown and I'm too established and I've gone through too much to have hell breaking loose while I'm trying to cultivate. And you're wrong. There's always going to be good. There's always going to be bad. There's always going to be light. There's always going to be dark. The weeds growing with the crops do not depreciate the value of the weed. I mean, of the seed, sorry. The weed growing with the seed does not depreciate the value of the seed. And sometimes we get impatient and you want to rip it out, destroying everything else that you planted. Those weeds, baby, will fall away. Because what you don't understand is the fact that you can see them is the blessing. A lot of times, people cannot see what is in the soil. The soil could be barren, broken, and you're steady trying to cultivate and grow and plant. You don't have no fertilizer. You don't know when to water it. You can't force it to grow. You can't tell it the speed. You can't do any of that. All you can do is plant, love, try, fight for it. Give it what you got. But seeing the weed is the win. Seeing some shit for what it is the win. Nothing is coming to break you. Nothing is coming to fuck up what you've invested. Nothing. Because it's not happening to you, it's happening for you. And I don't know about you, but I'd much rather see the fucking weeds, the snakes, the bugs, the ticks, the worms. I'd much rather acknowledge the shit in my garden than to ignore it. And I am comparing us to a seed, the person. You have to nurture. You have to love yourself. You've got to grow through some things. Sometimes you got to be buried. And sometimes all people can see is the weeds, and they think you ain't got shit growing. And they're wrong. Sometimes you are the weed in the garden. Sometimes you are the weed in the garden. You treat yourself like shit. You show up in shit that you don't want to deal with, people you don't want to talk. You put yourself through so much. And sometimes you just need to get on your knees, dig the hole, clear it out, plant the seed and cover it with dirt. You can't tell that seed how fast to grow. All you can do is try to nurture what you have planted. Give it water, give it sunlight. Talk to it if you must. pray over it. But see, sometimes we get in these gardens, we get in our planting season, and we don't want to pray. We don't want protection over what we have. We just think because we built it, nothing will try to grow with it and fuck it up. And if that is your mind, change it. Because it is false. It's delusional as fuck. When that seed starts to sprout into whatever it is that is growing, stretching, spreading, the sun is shining. It don't give a fuck about the weed. The weed is there, but it doesn't depreciate what is birth, what is growing. And if you get so good at what you do, you get so good at what you're doing, what you're planting, what you're harvesting, that when you're ripe, good and plenty, the weed has no choice but to fall away. You are the seed. Don't ever fucking forget it. And if you gotta change the pot, if you gotta change the soil, the fertilizer, the watering schedule, do it. You don't have to tell nobody about your garden. See, that's the problem. You want to snatch the weed away early because you want everybody to see what the fuck you planted. And some things are just for you to know. Some things are just for you to see. Some things are just for you. It's not meant to be shared with nobody else. It's not meant to be seen by nobody else. It's not meant to be harvested with nobody else. This is where we are. This is where I am in my life. This is where I've been. Planting. And everybody don't have a green fucking thumb to come through and help nourish and cultivate with you. Some shit is just for you to figure out. We are the seed. You are the seed. And you are not tainted. You are not broken. You are not barren. You are fruitful. You've been cultivating your whole life. Think about what I'm saying to you. You've been cultivating your whole life. No weed's gonna kill that. No weed, no snake, no creepy fucking crawler living in the garden is gonna fuck with that. You got it. You have it. And it's gonna be okay right where you are. There's this app for people who have plants. It distinguishes what kind of plant you have. If the leaves are turning brown, this is what you should do. If the leaves are too green, this is what you should do. If the soil is doing this, this is what you should do. It tells you the best way to take care of what you have. And some of us want to throw away the whole harvest because we don't know how to fix and deal with what we planted. We don't know how to change some things to make it better with what we have, what we've built, what we've done. And you think just because the leaves are turning brown that it's dying, that it's dead. Whole time, you just need to do some things differently, because all harvests can't come forth the same. If you're planting different seeds, you got to give these different things attention. They don't grow at the same time. They don't. You understand what I'm saying to you? You are the seed. You got to love yourself through some shit. Pray for yourself through some shit. Fight for something, scream, curse, whatever. Talk to it, nurture it, love it. It's your garden, baby. It's your garden. This is your life. And I want to get so chill in my life, what I'm growing. I want to be sitting in the backyard like Jody's mother. I know a lot of y'all have seen a bad boy, baby boy. When Jody's mother got her little table, her chair, pour herself a glass of wine. Yep, this is mine. You ain't always going to be doing it with somebody. You ain't always going to have friends around or people who understand what you're trying to plant. This is your life. This is yours. You are the garden. You are the seeds at different places in your life. Sometimes you have it here, but you don't have it there, and it's okay. I came to tell you that it is okay. It's okay to be right where you are.